Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 87. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows of low around 64. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 98. Temps below average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the mid-70s to the low 80s. Storms both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 73.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. In Liberal, the historic train park created by Tony Martinez celebrates the town's deep railroad roots. J.P. Bazette reports.
Martinez, a retired railroad worker, collaborated with the Seward County Historical Society to restore a baggage car from the Coast Starlight. Using a grant from Union Pacific, the car was repainted to its original bright red and orange, emphasizing the town's vital connection to the railroad that helped it thrive.
Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab is encouraging voters not to mail back their ballots if they have another option. Instead, Schwab says voters should take the ballot to the drop box or vote early in person. Schwab says sometimes ballots show up late when mailed. In Kansas's primary election, your absentee ballot must be postmarked by today and delivered to the election office within 3 days. This is Kansas Information Network News.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The state of Kansas ended July 2024 with total tax collections at $660.3 million, and that's $6.4 million or 1% below the estimate, with total tax collections down 3% from July 2023. Individual income tax collections were $308.5 million, which is $8.5 million or 2.8% above the estimate and down 1.7% from July 2023. Corporate income tax collections were $34.3 million, $15.7 million or 31.4% below the estimate and down 23.3% from July of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $305.1 million, which is $4.1 million above the estimate and down $10.1 million from last year, and retail sales tax receipts were 3.7% less than the July 2023 collections as Kansans continued to save money on groceries from the reduced state food sales tax rate. Governor Kelly has sent a letter to President Biden requesting federal assistance for 14 counties affected by a severe storm system that swept through the state on May 19th. Governor Kelly said these storms generated high straight-line winds and heavy rains that resulted in flooding, leaving several communities without power and damaged roads and other public infrastructure. She said she was requesting assistance through the Federal Public Assistance Program to help these counties and local communities recover costs associated with responding to and recovering from these damages. Counties named in the letter included Barton, Ellsworth, Harvey, Hodgman, Lincoln, Morris, Ottawa, Pawnee, Reno, Rush, Russell, Stafford, Wabunisi, and Wyandotte. Governor Kelly also requested statewide funding for the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, saying that if received, this federal disaster declaration will assist the impacted communities in rebuilding public infrastructure that was damaged by the storms, such as roadways, bridges, culverts, and public utilities. The Kansas Department of Revenue has announced that voting for the next Kansas personalized license plate design is now open. Kansans can now visit ksplates.kansas.gov to select their favorite design, and voting will end at 5 p.m. this Friday, August 9th, with the winning design to be announced on Monday, August 12th. David Harper, the director of the Kansas Department of Revenue, Division of Vehicles, said they know how passionate Kansans are about their license plates, so this initiative aims to give the public a direct say in selecting the next personalized plate design that will be featured on vehicles across the state for years to come. He said they look forward to seeing which design Kansans choose, as the website offers five distinctive design options for Kansans to select from. Voting on this round of personalized designs is different from the standard license plate designs that Kansans voted on last December. To streamline the process and meet production deadlines, the Kansas Department of Revenue incorporated feedback from last year's voting to inform aspects of the designs, including a Kansas outline, wheat, and sunflowers. The winning design will replace the current Powering the Future personalized license plate design. Residents may vote for their preferred design multiple times, and shortly after the voting concludes, the winning design will enter production and be available for purchase in 2025. The voting website was made possible with help from the Information Network of Kansas, and Kansans can cast their vote by visiting ksplates.kansas.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Gear up for a safe school year with Norton County Hospital and Clinics. Whether walking, biking, or riding the bus, stay visible and follow safety rules. Pack smart to avoid strain and focus on healthy habits like hand washing, staying hydrated, and reaching for healthy snacks. Don't forget plenty of sleep for success. Norton County Hospital and Clinics wishes you a safe, successful, and healthy school year ahead.
The Kansas Wetlands Education Center, or KWEC, invites the public to join its staff for a free, family-friendly meteor shower watch party this Friday, August 9th, from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. This annual event celebrates the end of summer as the Earth passes through the dust and debris of the Swift-Tuttle Comet, creating a spectacular display of meteors or shooting stars in the night sky. Located northeast of Great Bend on K-156 Highway, the KWEC offers an ideal location for comfortable sky watching, and guests are encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs or blankets to relax on the KWEC lawn while enjoying the celestial show. In addition to meteor watching, the evening will feature s'mores making and eating and several space-themed learning stations inside the KWEC. The activities will include making straw rockets, fizzing meteors, and creating a glow-in-the-dark comet. And planetarium shows will be offered in the inflatable planetarium. The event will proceed rain or shine, however, clear skies are necessary for optimal meteor shower viewing. For more information, you can visit wetlandscenter.fhsu.edu. Governor Kelly signed a proclamation honoring the 50th anniversary of the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also called WIC, in Kansas. Since the WIC program was first introduced in 1974, it has helped Kansas families access healthy, nutritional foods to better support the development of their children. Each month, WIC serves 48,000 individuals in 102 Kansas counties, and since 2010, WIC has served over 1.4 million women, infants, and children in Kansas, with 1 in 30 individuals currently eligible for the program. The WIC program was initially developed from concerns about widespread malnutrition among low-income mothers and children. So, with the shift in thinking, access to healthy food became a public health policy. In addition to offering nutrition education and healthy foods to enable families to make lifelong healthy eating and lifestyle choices, the WIC program is deeply involved in addressing other maternal and child health areas, and this includes promoting breastfeeding as the optimum choice for infant feeding, and providing support to parents and their infants. Education is also provided to participants about the dangers of drug, alcohol, and tobacco use, reinforcing the importance of childhood immunizations and screening for lead poisoning. For more information on WIC in Kansas, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. The Kansas Manufacturing Council, or KMC, an affiliated program of the Kansas Chamber, is looking for the 2024 Coolest Thing Made in Kansas. Presented by Forvis Mazars, KMC launched the contest in 2020 to promote Kansas manufacturers and to highlight products developed and produced in Kansas that are distributed across the United States and internationally. Any product that is made in Kansas qualifies for the competition, and there are two categories in this year's competition: People's Choice and Coolest Innovation. A panel of expert judges will review and score questionnaires completed by the companies regarding their nominated products, and the top four scoring products will be invited to present in person to the expert panel on October 8th before the Coolest Celebration reception. The judges will choose the winning product based on a criteria that includes its impact on the challenge it solves, as well as the business, its employees, and customers. Winners for both categories will be announced during the Kansas Manufacturing Summit on Wednesday, October 9th at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Wichita. The 2023 People's Choice winner was Alma Cheese in Alma, Kansas, and the 2023 Coolest Innovation winner was CIC Powerbox in Pittsburgh, Kansas. You can visit KansasCool.com for more information on how to nominate your favorite Kansas-made product. And nominations for the 2024 contest closes on August 23rd at 5 p.m. Central Time. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Corn and soybeans across the U.S. are having the best growing season in 4 years. Gary Crawford has the details.
Even though this past week several regions have been hit with some very hot weather,
the Midwest seems miraculously immune from this extreme heat, and the growing season continues to roll on with corn and soybeans in pretty good shape.
Rolling on, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says as we start this week, corn and soybean ratings continue to run within a percent or two of last week and the week before, and within a point or two of each other. Nationally, 67% of the corn crops rated in good to excellent condition, 68% of the soybeans. In other words,
best crop conditions since the summer of 2020.
Many producers reportedly are busy trying to sell off some of last year's crops to make room for what looks to be a pretty big harvest coming up. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And as far as conditions in Kansas are concerned, the latest numbers from National Ag Statistics show that 47% of the Kansas corn crop rated in good to excellent condition, down 5 points from last week, 31 fair, 22% poor to very poor. Corn has lost 10% on its condition ratings the last 2 weeks. Soybean condition in Kansas, 59% good to excellent, down 3 points from last week, 28 fair, and 13% poor to very poor. 45% of the state's sorghum crop rated good to excellent condition, down 4 points from last week, 38 fair, and 17% poor to very poor. Its topsoil moisture and subsoil moisture both rated 45% adequate to surplus, and both were down 9 points from last week. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
In the world of modern agriculture, one name stands out: Precision Planting. With a mission to empower farmers, Precision Planting has been at the forefront of innovation, transforming the way crops are planted. From their intuitive planter, seeder, and harvest monitoring tools to groundbreaking sprayer and fertilizer application technology, Precision Planting's smart solutions bring a new level of precision and efficiency to every pass you make in the field. But it's not just about technology, it's about helping farmers make practical and effective decisions when it comes to their operations. Imagine tapping into yields that could only be dreamt of and making them a reality using equipment you already own. Precision Planting is more than a technology company. It's your partner on your journey to higher yields and pursuing excellence. They've spent over 30 years bringing confidence to farms like yours. Join the ranks of farmers who trust Precision Planting to revolutionize their operation. To get started with your local Premier dealer, visit precisionplanting.com today.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A little break on the heat and humidity for northern and some of central Kansas today following a cold front that passed through the region. Cooler and drier high pressure is moving in, so daytime highs will stay mostly in the 80s in the northern counties for this afternoon. The cool air won't get into the southern counties, though, with highs staying in the 90s. The incoming air mass is a little bit drier, so we should get a break on the humidity today. Things heat up again tomorrow, then a second cold front is due in early Thursday morning with a bigger temperature drop for the northern and central counties. The whole state will be pretty comfortable Friday and Saturday. On the map, somewhat cooler high pressures moved into the central plains, generating a little cloud cover over our northern and central counties. That'll be dissipating through the afternoon. Generally fair weather, slightly cooler and less humid today. Some moist air is getting into the central Rockies, and some of that should make it to us by later in the week. Overnight looks clear, lows mostly in the 60s. A warm front will cross into western and central Kansas tomorrow. We're back in the 100s with 90s in the east and sunny. Then a stronger low and cold front will be arriving late Wednesday night and early Thursday. Temperatures will be a lot cooler north and central on Thursday. The cooler air this time will get into the southern counties by Friday. We're expecting 70s and 80s for the whole state Friday afternoon and again Saturday, and a little bit better chance of rain. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 80s to low 90s. We're in the mid-60s overnight, mid-80s north-central, and tonight we're in the low to mid-60s. Mid to upper 80s northeast, and tonight low 60s. Southwest, low to mid 90s today, and upper 60s for the overnight hours. South central, mid to upper 90s, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 60s. For the southeast counties, mid to upper 90s, and tonight mid 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.